Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at Moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.
A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
Welcome to the Make Your Damn Bed podcast, a low-key, real-talk motivation podcast to play while you make your bed every morning to incorporate healthy routine into your day-to-day. Build momentum and better your life.
Good morning, good morning. Welcome to day 333 of the Make Your Damn Bed podcast. I regularly want to encourage all of us to continue embracing mindful movement as a way to reconnect and re-energize and reward our bodies for being there for us every single day. But if exercise is off-putting to you in general, like it can be for me, listen to my mindful movement episode and remember that we can change the language and inevitably our feelings around working out if we're aware of what makes our bodies feel good by trying new things. And I have been really leaning into more of the joyful movement lately. And as much as I really wanted to start this new year strong and work out hard every single day, I quickly realized that whenever something becomes too much of a routine or expected, I easily become bored and I start to slack on that if I'm not careful. So, especially with moving my body on a daily basis, I really have to work to keep it varied and interesting because as soon as I see what the next move is, my lazy ass brain is searching for ways to cut corners or find other ways to not have to break a sweat. And as a result, I'm recently leaning into the idea of joyful movement. And I've created a list of high, medium, and low energy options that I like to complete at least one of per day. But it really doesn't matter which one, as long as I choose based on my moods and my energy and whatever sounds like the most realistic and fun. A joyful movement technique that I am slowly beginning to really enjoy is the shakeout method. If you ever feel the need to shake off bad vibes, like a rough day or just a weird energy, this is the game changer. Shakeouts are also great for just giving yourself an energy boost or getting out of your head when you've had a bit of thought chaos happening or before like an interview or anything that can get you really anxious. And I recognize here that every body is different. So if I mention something that is not available or comfortable to you, either adapt or ignore this and only follow what feels appropriate to your body, your mind, and your space today. If it's comfortable and safe for you to do so, I want you to spend the next few minutes literally shaking your body in any way that feels good to you. You can do it in a chair, in your bed, you can stand up, shake the sheet if you're making the bed still, whatever works, but lean in and feel what feels right, because your body is unique. But we all crave movement, and if you're ever craving movement and don't have a lot of time or space or energy or whatever, practice shaking yourself out. put on Taylor Swift, Shake It Off, and shake out your hands, your wrists, your feet, your ankles, your torso, your hips, your ass, your head, whatever part of you that wants to move and can, move it. Jiggle it, vibrate it, shake it. Whatever feels the most weird and juicy in the moment, take 10 seconds and jiggle it now if you can safely. Shimmy and jiggle until the next part of you wants to shimmy and jiggle along with it. And you can do this in silence, but honestly, it's more fun and feels less weird with music. So I encourage you to practice this by putting on a song and literally vibrating. And besides taking safety precautions, the one rule of shakeout is to not worry about what it looks like. You should focus on only what it feels like. If you're worrying about how it looks, redirect your energy and your mind to the feeling. This means turn away from mirrors, close your eyes, go into a private closet or room, and do whatever it takes, because in this activity, like most of my suggestions, it's all about leaning in. And yeah, it's gonna look weird. Lean in anyway. That's part of the fun. It is supposed to feel good and silly and loose, and sometimes that means both our ass and our face cheeks deserve a good jiggle once in a while. And if unstructured jiggling and shaking feels too vulnerable for you, you probably need this more than the rest of us, but I get it, and I have a more structured option for you, so you can't bail out on the rest of us jiggly weirdos. I'm gonna share this popular improv warm-up that basically is used to get players out of their head and into their bodies. And it's called a shakeout. It's an 8 count, and you start with your right wrist and you shake your hand out quickly, counting 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, then switch to your left wrist, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, and then you do your right foot, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, and then your left foot, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, and then back up to your right hand with 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, and then left hand, and so on and so on, until you get down to 1, 1, 1, 1, which is the most fun one, because you're doing 1, your right hand, your left hand, your left foot, all real fast, and it's super great vibes. But the point of this is to get out of your head and into your body, and shaking can be an absolutely wonderful way to do this. It boosts your energy, it loosens you up, and according to studies, it can release some trauma that has been stored. Animals are observed shaking to release tension and stress all the time, and if you've ever seen a chihuahua, you have seen this in real life. But either way, there is something really cathartic about letting go of everything for just a few minutes. It's nice to play and be silly and look silly just for the feeling of fun. It is an effective morale boost, if nothing else. So if you ever need a quick reset for your brain and your nervous system, this shaking and jiggling can supply you with this instant boost of energy and mood. And as long as your body is able to embrace this movement, try it. It's low stakes, low pressure, super easy, free, and it really only takes a few seconds to feel the effect of. Next time you can't shake your thoughts, shake your ass instead, and see how that feels.
Thank you so much for listening to another episode of the Make Your Damn Bed podcast. Don't forget to subscribe so you never miss a day. You can also follow us on Instagram for quotes and content directly from each episode at mydbpodcast, or subscribe to the newsletter on www.makeyourdamnbedpodcast.com. If you can rate and review us on Apple Podcasts, or just share this with someone you think might get a kick out of it, it can and has made all the difference. So thank you. I've been your host, Julie Merica, and I hope you have a wonderful day. I'll talk to you tomorrow while you make your damn bed.
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at Moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com. Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.